You're listening to Season 3, Episode 4, Do I Have to Meet with Donors Face-to-Face? Welcome to the Minor Touches, a major impact podcast where nonprofit leaders get the strategies and encouragement they need to tell stories and say thank you all the way to the bank. For the next few minutes, we hoist our sails in a voyage away from mediocrity. And just as fast as the wind will move us, we are racing toward excellence. We are headed toward the kind of excellence that is attractive to Providence and moves humanity to fund our mission. We refuse to leave the world as it is. Nah. We're dreaming of it every day as it could be. We're kicking history in its sides. We're having a great time while we're doing it. We believe that magnificent major gifts are the result of magical minor touches. I'm David Oakes. Welcome to the show. All right, welcome to the show today. I'm so glad you tuned in. We're talking about, do I have to meet with donors face to face? Do I have to? Just before we get into that, I'll just very quickly mention you probably only have a few hours to sign up to attend our Minor Touches to Major Impact Fundraising Accelerator for free. January the 18th, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is my group of fundraisers who have just knocked it out of the park last year at the end of the year. And I'm allowing you to come in and meet with us and just see what we do for free on that day. And I'm going to be coaching all of you on how to have a plan, how to have a plan for telling your stories and for saying thank you. So click the link in the show notes and sign up if you'd like to do that. Okay. Do I have to meet with donors face to face? All right. In the book, The God Ask, Steve Shadrach tells the story of a wealthy Catholic woman who was gradually dying of cancer. In her final months, her beloved priest visited her every day at the hospital. He did this out of concern for her, but also believing that the childless woman would leave her fortune to the local parish. After her passing in the funeral, the priest attended the reading of the will, and to his utter amazement, this faithful lifelong member did not give anything to her own church. Instead, she left it all to some local evangelistic association. The bewildered priest tracked down the leader of the organization and fired questions at him. Who are you? And how did you know my parishioner? And why did she leave all of her fortune to you rather than us? Well, the man admitted, I really didn't know her at all. I saw an article in the paper about her, and I visited her in the hospital one day. I asked if she would consider giving to our ministry so her life and legacy could live on through touching others for Christ. That's all I did. Speechless, the priest walked away in shock and regret, blindly presuming his daily praying and caring for the woman would surely result in her leaving her wealth to the parish she loved. He painfully realized his one mistake. He had chosen to assume rather than ask. All right, let me point out some insights to this story. The first insight I want to bring out is some things in life only come when someone asks face to face. Sassy Moore says, you won't get milk from a cow by sending a letter, and you won't get milk by calling on the phone. The only way to get milk from a cow is to sit by its side and milk it. I see this all the time because nonprofit leaders are so reluctant to ask for money. They will spend inordinate amounts of time doing events. They'll do events all day long. They will painstakingly churn out newsletters. They'll post on social media. They'll do text. They do all this. Those things are good. But when you do it all because you are reluctant to meet with donors face to face and ask, you're hurting yourself. Some things in life only come when someone asks. At the most extraordinary events, the most outstanding speakers will never cause your mission to be fully funded. I know you're thinking, if we can have a banquet and get the biggest, if we can get a sports star to speak at our banquet, people give like crazy. No, they won't. They'll enjoy the sports star. They'll get his autograph. They'll get their picture with him, and they'll leave you a tip. Listen, I believe in newsletters that tell stories, but the most awesome newsletters in the world will never inspire donors to fully fund your mission. Unique social media posts, multiple times a day, every day of the week, still will not inspire the major gifts you need to fully fund your mission. One of the greatest hindrances to your mission being fully funded is your reluctance to ask face to face for the money you need. Listen, if you do not believe in your mission enough to ask, major donors will not believe either. So you've got to come to the place that you believe my mission is divine. My mission is historic. My mission is righting an injustice. My mission is worth being funded. And I'll ask the whole world because this mission is worth it. I've found that so many nonprofit leaders, they'll do anything to avoid making face-to-face asks. Not understanding the power and the need for face-to-face asks causes your mission and organizations, nonprofits all over this world to suffer. Face-to-face meetings with donors who can significantly impact your mission, they are unavoidable. Why face-to-face? Well, if it's crucial, anything that you do that's crucial, think about it. Come on, think with me now. You do it face to face. You would never ask your significant other to marry you by a text because a marriage proposal is too important. What about an erring employee? You wouldn't send them a fax because engaging an erring employee is too critical. Can you imagine hiring a major leader in your organization just by email? You would never do that. Why? Because hiring a major leader in your organization is just too strategic. So if it is important, you do it face to face. All right, let me give you some pointers here. Face-to-face meetings, point one. Face-to-face meetings say, number one, you are important. When you ask to meet face-to-face with someone, it validates who they are. It tells people that they are that important. When people know you're busy, when they know that you know they are busy, and yet you press for face-to-face time, it means the world. Using the wrong communication method can tell people that are most important to your mission that they are unimportant. So number one point that I want to make about face-to-face meetings say that you are important. And then point number two, face-to-face meetings communicate that what you have to say is important. Asking to meet with someone face-to-face automatically brings a level of gravity to what you have to say. If what you are saying is serious, then how you deliver what you say is critical. Face-to-face meetings cause people to take what you're saying more seriously. If your mission really matters, if the people you are serving deserve to be served, then meeting face-to-face with people to ask for their engagement is an absolute necessity. But you may say, I feel like I'm begging. At the end of every podcast, I'll say it at the end of this podcast, you are not begging. You're not pleading. You are inviting humanity to partner with Providence to see some injustice be righted. You're inviting humanity to partner with history. You are inviting people to partner with the power of the universe to see great things done. If your mission is fully funded and your budget grows year over year, there will never come a time when you don't ask people for their engagement face to face. Okay, so there are two major points about why meeting face to face is important. Now, when you meet face to face with people, what do you ask for? You know, you can ask them if what you need is important. If you need leaders, not just, you don't meet with people just to get their money, but sometimes you need leaders. Can I tell you a secret? I'll tell you a secret, and I found it to be true. The best leaders will only serve when you ask them. A pastor friend was talking to me in frustration. He said, I've announced it in front of the church. I've made the need known. I've put it in the program that everybody reads. I've put out the word in bulletins. And he hoped that in broadcasting the need, a leader would step forward. And I had to help him to understand that the most outstanding leaders will almost never volunteer. The very best leaders will wait for you to ask them. Studies tell us that great leaders feel overlooked when you don't ask them to serve. The best leaders that support you and love you, know you, like you, and trust you are waiting. They would feel honored out of their minds if you would ask them to be a leader and to help you. Wow. So ask for leaders. When you need someone to lead something, find the most powerful people that you know, that know, like, and trust you, and ask them to be a leader. Ask for people to serve on your board. Number two, you meet someone with potential, you like them, you spend time with them, and you know that your values and their values match. Ask them face to face if they would consider serving on your board. I found that the most excellent board members, often they don't believe they could play a significant role. I've asked folks to serve on my board, and they will say, oh my goodness, why would you ever want me? You say, David, those people know who they are and their power. I will tell you, oftentimes they don't. But if you will ask them face to face, they will feel important because you've made them feel important. They will consider your message is important and they will serve. I've had people say, how do you get the most amazing people to serve on your board? I just ask them. I take them to lunch. I buy them coffee and I ask them, listen, never let others do your asking for you when it comes to board members. You as the leader or advisory team members, You you do the asking. You do the asking. Okay. The third thing you'll ask for is donor upgrades. If you have donors who have faithfully given a particular amount of money for years, ask them to upgrade. In a face-to-face meeting, compare where your organization was when they began giving and where it is now. Show how the need has increased. Show them where you are and where you'd like to be, and ask them to help you get there. If your mission is honorable, they will feel honored. They will feel honored that you would ask. So you're going to ask for leaders. You're going to ask for board members. You're going to ask for donor upgrades and major gifts. There is no substitute for meeting with donors and asking them to give at higher and higher levels. There is no other way. If you lead your organization, you're a missionary, and you meet with your folks every year or every other year, when you meet with them, for goodness sake, show them where you were, what you were doing when they started giving, show them how much more you're giving now, and ask them right eyeball to eyeball, face to face, would you consider upping your monthly gift or your annual gift, whatever they give? And if your organization is donor-centered and not organization-centered, oh, asking will be easy. When organizations rely solely on donors and intention and neglect to ask, there's almost always a significant drop in the likelihood of people turning their intentions into action and making a donation. We call this the best intentions gap. They know they should, they want to, they tell themselves they would. But when you don't ask them face to face, they just don't. When individuals give to a particular person or a cause at very high levels, it's almost always because someone met with them face to face and asked them. Okay, so you're going to ask for leaders. You're going to ask for board members. You're going to ask for donor upgrades. You're going to meet face to face with people, and you're going to ask for major gifts. And then you're going to ask for mentors. Mentors. I've had amazing, incredible mentors in my life, but it was only after I got over my shyness, I found amazing people, and I just met with them face to face, and I said, would you be a mentor to me? Recently, a very gifted and talented pastor right here in our town approached me, and he said, David, would you be a mentor in my life? I was honored. We meet just about every week, and our meetings are explosive. It stretches me and it stretches him. Listen, find someone who is in the next chapter in some area that you want to grow in. Ask them if they'll meet with you once. If they'll meet with you once, ask them if they'll meet with you twice. After a couple meetings, you can decide, is this a relationship I want to continue? You don't know until you ask. What do you have to lose? Just meet with them and ask, is it possible that you would meet with me regularly and be my mentor? They might not be able to meet every week. Maybe they can meet every other week. Maybe they can't meet every 3 weeks. Maybe they can meet once a month. Maybe they can't meet once a month. That's too much. Maybe they would agree to once a quarter. Go for it and ask. Okay, so you're going to ask for mentors, and then two more things. The next thing you're going to ask for is a raise. So many nonprofit leaders struggle with their low paycheck. I subscribe to a lot of online boards where nonprofit leaders talk back and forth and share. And one of the top things they talk about is their low paycheck. Listen, you meet with the person or persons, your boss, meet with your board, meet with your board chair, whoever, without emotion. This is not an emotional thing. In a spirit of thankfulness, meet with them, meet with your superior, and then just ask, I just want you to tell me, what would I need to do to be worth a bigger salary? And then the discussion starts. Write it down. Go, and if it's something you can do, if it's an area you can learn and grow in, go learn and grow. And if that raise isn't there, head back to that leader and say, here's what you said. I wrote it down. Here's what I've done. Now, I want to know, what about the raise? And then smile real big. Don't make it personal. Just smile real big and say, what do I have to do to be worth a raise? And then one last thing, meet with your volunteers and thank them for serving and ask them to also consider joining your community of financial supporters. If you meet with them face to face, thank them for the way they've served, the way they've volunteered. And then if they're not on the financial, if they're not in the financial supporter family, ask them if they'll join the team. I'm telling you, they will. You want more money? Be prepared to ask for it face to face. That's my show for today. Don't forget, if you think you want to join us, you only have a few hours to sign up and join us in our fundraising accelerator, which is Tuesday, January the 18th, 12:15 Eastern Standard Time. You're welcome to join our group for free. You just got to let me know that you're coming and I'll have a space for you. Okay, click the link in the show notes and do that. Let me send you away positively affirmed. Until next time, always remember, we are proud nonprofit leaders on a mission to create a changed world. It's all coming together. It's all breaking our way. And because the world is a better place when we're at our best, excellence is our passionate pursuit. We are not begging. We're not pleading. We're inviting humanity to partner with providence and with history to see injustice become justice, to see wrongs become righted, and to leave the world we found in a better place. So until next time, this is David Oakes saying keep telling stories all the way to the bank. And remember, it's the minor touches that lead to major impact. So long.